Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown. Today, we're digging into Regeneron's second quarter 2026 results, and Jordan, this was a big one.
A really strong quarter across the board. But first, the standard note. This podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Right. So, let's set the scene. Before diving into numbers, the call opened with a tribute to longtime board member Art Ryan, who passed away this week. He'd been on Regeneron's board for over two decades, previously ran Prudential. A nice moment of the human side of these calls.
Definitely worth noting. Now, onto the business. Total revenue was up 17% year-over-year to $4.3 billion, and non-GAAP EPS grew 11% to $14.29. That's their second straight quarter of double-digit growth on both lines.
And the headline here is really the trio of record quarters. Dupixent, Eylea HD, and Libtayo all hit all-time highs for quarterly sales.
Let's start with Dupixent, since it's the big one. Global net sales hit $6 billion, up 38% on a constant currency basis. U.S. sales alone grew 42% to $4.6 billion. That's a drug now serving over 1.5 million patients across nine approved indications.
Nine.
That's dermatology, asthma, nasal polyps, COPD, eosinophilic esophagitis. It just keeps expanding. And here's something investors should watch. Regeneron fully repaid its $3.1 billion development balance owed to Sanofi. That balance had been suppressing collaboration revenue, about $930 million lower in 2025 and $530 million in the first half of this year.
So starting in third quarter, Regeneron gets to keep its full share of collaboration profits. That's a real step up to the bottom line going forward. Not tied to any new sales growth, just an accounting unlock.
Exactly. Now let's talk Eylea HD. This one's on fire. U.S. net sales just under $600 million, up 52% year over year. And notably, this was the first quarter Eylea HD sales actually exceeded the original EYLEA.
That's the conversion story playing out. Eylea HD now makes up about 60% of the franchise, up from 34% a year ago. Meanwhile, legacy EYLEA sales fell 45% as patients and doctors shift over. Plus, there's now biosimilar competition entering that older products market.
They're also awaiting FDA approval on an Eylea HD prefilled syringe, which could drive even more adoption. Management sounded confident that could land by year end.
And rounding out the trio, Libtayo, their oncology drug, hit $489 million globally, up 29%. It's gaining real traction in non-small cell lung cancer, now capturing 20% of new prescriptions, double what it was just last year.
Let's talk pipeline for a second, because Regeneron's whole philosophy here is don't bet on one horse. They've got roughly 50 active clinical programs.
A few near-term catalysts stood out to me. There's Cemdisiran, their Cerna therapy for myasthenia gravis, with an FDA decision expected in November. That could be the first Cerna approved for that disease. There's also Gardasil for a rare bone disease called FOP, with an FDA decision expected as soon as August.
And on the bigger picture front, they're moving into phase 3 trials later this year for both their obesity program, a GLP-GIP combo called olatorepatide, and their anticoagulation program targeting factor 11, which is a different approach than the traditional blood thinners on the market.
One thing that came up repeatedly in Q&A was the Sanofi relationship. CEO Leonard Schleifer confirmed they're in productive early discussions with Sanofi about expanding the collaboration to cover some of Regeneron's newer Dupixent follow-on drugs, including a long-acting IL-13 antibody they're calling Supi Dupi internally.
I love that nickname, but it signals something real. This partnership that's driven so much value for both companies might be evolving into its next chapter.
Right. And on the capital allocation side, an analyst pushed CEO Schleifer on why they aren't more aggressive with M&A given they're sitting on $15.1 billion in net cash? His answer was pretty clear.
He said it's not an aversion to M&A, it's an aversion to overpaying. They'd rather prioritize internal R&D, which he says is roughly in line with what peers spend overall, just weighted more toward in-house science. They did still return capital to shareholders, though, $1.2 billion in buybacks in the quarter alone, about $2 billion for the first half of the year.
There was also a candid moment on oncology. An analyst asked whether recent setbacks, like their fianlimab trial missing its primary endpoint, might mean Regeneron pulls back on solid tumor research. George Yancopoulos, the chief scientific officer, pushed back on that framing, essentially saying cancer research is hard, they're not deterred, and they'll keep taking multiple shots on goal.
That many shots on goal philosophy really is the through line for this whole company. It came up again when they talked ophthalmology strategy, expanding beyond their VEG franchise into complement biology and even glaucoma.
So stepping back, what does this all mean for investors? You've got double-digit top and bottom-line growth, three flagship products all posting record quarters, a major cash flow unlock coming from the Sanofi balance repayment, and multiple near-term regulatory catalysts in the back half of the year with Cemdisiran and Garadozmab.
The risks worth watching are the Eylea franchise transition as biosimilars pressure the older product, and whether some of these earlier pipeline bets, obesity, anticoagulation, oncology, can convert into approved, differentiated products down the line.
And before we wrap, everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Great breakdown, Jordan. Lots to watch heading into the back half of 2026, November's Cemdisiran decision especially.
Should be a busy few months for Regeneron. Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll catch you next time.